The League of Women Voters has been around for nearly 100 years. It was founded in 1920 to support women's suffrage rights. It's still around today with the mission of protecting the vote and educating voters on the issues and the candidates. One way the League accomplishes this mission is through candidate forums. The Voter Service Chair of the local league, Gail Bromley, joined us to talk about three upcoming forums moderated by John Evans from WECT. The first forum is this Wednesday at the New Hanover County Senior Center. Here's Gail Bromley with more.
North Carolina House District 18 race is between Gerald Benton and Susie Hamilton, and they're both going to be with us. And after they get a series of questions that they both will be asked to address, we'll go on to the North Carolina Senate District 9 race, which will be Andrew Barnhill and Michael Lee. We have gotten some questions from the public. We've gotten some questions from our study groups, and we've added to those questions, but we try to make sure that it's a well-rounded group of questions. It addresses the issues that we feel are facing New Hanover in this particular instance and the state.
On Thursday, October 6th, you'll have the Brunswick County candidates at Leland Town Hall at 7 o'clock. Tell us about that.
That is a one-night, everything we could fit into to Brunswick County. So the first one will be the North Carolina House District 17 race, and that's between Frank Eiler and Charles Warren. And then following that, we're going to do the Brunswick County Commissioners, the candidates for that race, and there are six candidates. And we will follow that with two candidates for the Board of Education.
And then the final forum will be on Wednesday, October 12th, again at the Senior Center, and that is the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners and Board of Education.
Yes. So that's going to be a full stage each time, six candidates for each of the races. But they'll get different questions, obviously. We'll start with the commissioners and then go to the education.
And John Evans from WECT, of course, is the moderator.
Right. And this is something that the League of Women Voters of the Lower Cape Fear has done cooperatively for several years.
For anyone who's never been to a forum like this, why should they go?
Well, if you want to make a more informed decision, it's really good to hear how the candidates feel about certain issues that may be important to you. You can notice how they respond to certain questions, and some are better prepared than others. And I think we've seen that in other debates that we've watched. We're not going to tell you how to decide. You just need to listen to the different viewpoints and make up your own mind. Our mission is to help educate the public. So we're hoping through the questioning to get a sense of where these candidates stand on things that we feel are important to the government, to the community, to us as individuals.
That was Gail Bromley, the Voter Service Chair of the League of Women Voters of the Lower Cape Fear. The League is partnering with WECT News for these three candidate forums. The forums will stream live on the internet as well. Find details at whqr.org.